Welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Stone
Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, the founder of the wonderful show that you all love to enjoy. You know it is Thursday nights. Get your Dina time. Now you're going to be raving about Haven. Get ready for Mystic Haven. Dawn is going to be here tonight. We've got a lot of you guys on the queue. It's an hour of jam-packed fun. But we want to start out tonight with those of you that are playing the game. Remember to check your stamps. We have five full houses. We have some of you fighting for those prizes. $300 will be given away tonight to one lucky winner. Make sure you're ready, because it's a full queue. Call 773-897-6461. You're going to want to miss this fun. We're going to do a little magic tonight in honor of our Mystic Haven and the fact that you guys love your Dina time.
Word.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome we will. We've got her. We've got both ladies here. I hope you guys are ready to go out of there. Normally I have a few minutes to do it. Tonight has been out of this world. I'm a little droggy. I had a little bit of a slip here, so you guys bear with Psychic Jethro for once. I'm a little slow, so those of you who are calling in, remember that if you get knocked off on 773-897-6461, call right back in. We had a lot of you. We're only going to be able to give you a little bit, maybe a little bit of a reading, maybe 3 to 4 minutes with each lady. Please be ready when I say your area code. I give you a less than 30 seconds to say your name and what you've got. If you want a general reading, we may generally read that you're going to live and it's a good day. You need to give us a little bit of a topic to go. These are the best of the best. Now, I know you guys can't wait. All of you guys are writing and you're like, I got my Dina stamp. I want to talk to Dina. Hang on. Relax. It's all good. I love to hear Mystic Haven. I knew her from Mondays. These two are both wild women. Jethro, what are you trying to do? Blow up my radio? I've been having problems for months now. Now my computers went crazy. You come on and work with me. You got to deal with the fact we stir it up. Yes, I know you guys are excited. And those of you tuning in, there is the shirts out. The Janbach Reiki just hit the airways. There's cups out there. There's mugs. Those of you who are saving the mouse, we just got one on there. Yes, for your computer. It's a mouse pad, you silly man. He's like, I don't know there was a mouse that was named Jan. I had one named Sagara. Oh, good. Get out of there. We're playing with the mice. Come back with me. Mystic Haven is a natural-born psychic and medium. She relays on messages from the loved ones. She has over 35 years of experience. Those of you who tuned in earlier when the crazy radio bit me, I was telling you, Dina Flanagan is a certified psychic medium. She's also not only born with this gift, she's been reading for professionally over 25 years. These are two strong ladies. If we don't blow up your computer, get a hold of your computer people and say, what's wrong? Why isn't my computer acting like everybody else's? We're going on fire tonight. Welcome, ladies. Let's start off here. We'll go with alphabetically, starting here with Dina. Dina, what are you doing, dear?
Well, I'm camping. And working and camping and working in the hot sun this week. So I'm out in the wilds, and it's been a crazy week for me, too. It's been amazing.
I'm so impressed. And while you're out there working, we put your face on Psychic's Gone Wild, those of you tuning in to see, and we just hit new numbers. When I just went on the radio before I went to the studio, we were at 12,500 new fans. We want to thank all of you guys that are putting in the new people. Make sure you're ready to do the reading. Go when it's a good time. Dina, we love you and welcome. We've got the other lady here, and I know you guys are getting wound. They're like, what is going on, Jethro? We have Mystic Haven. Mystic, how are you doing this wonderful Thursday night?
I am doing awesome. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Dina. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Alegria. Hope everybody had a wonderful
Hello.
Fourth. Hi. Dina, you're camping. Oh, you are so brave.
Yeah.
I'm not a camper. But, Jethro, I got to tell you, that music you had at the beginning there with the beat, now a lot of people don't know this. I'm a former professional dancer, so give me a beat. Boy, I was, like, just dancing around my house here. I was like, yes.
You're going to love it. Sir Magnus is his name, and he's one of our fans. Dina read for the gentleman, and then we also, at one point, he came in, and we got to meet him. He's a very phenomenal singer. We've got people writing in. Mystic Haven sounds really good to us in United Kingdom. Has her and Dina been doing energy? Because I think this is the best show. I listen to you guys every Thursday. Dina always makes me laugh, and this lady's really great. My friend says that she's on another show. Yeah, well, she's on our show, you silly goose. She's our Monday girl. She's here helping tonight, and we got energy. They're like, what's happening? We will do it with you guys that are calling in. We're going to work with it in a way. With each one, we'll get to have a few minutes so that you don't hear the same thing over and do it. What I will do with it is we'll work back and forth between the psychics. So we'll throw the questions. We know these are both phenomenal people. We probably will be in unison. Once in a while, we kind of do it out. But just so that it's fair to all of the people, which we have a really large amount of people calling in, and the phones are a little jammed right now. Jan said it took her a little bit to get in. We've got Carlene in the room. Hey, we love you. Linda Irwin, you rock. Linda Irwin is the phenomenal music that was given away. I've got to read her tonight what I got in an email of a person that got their CDs. They took out the music of the collage. They danced so much that the husband and wife are back having fun together. They said that Linda has a way with music that made their libidos wildly go awake. So after my quick read and realized what they had said and wrote me, I said, Linda, you are so grounded. So Linda, everyone is in the room grounded, but we love her anyway. Grab a hold of your seats. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. These girls are going to take you for a ride. If you haven't had a reading before, think of that question. I had someone tell me, Jethro, you're psychic. Well, yes, but do you see psychics going out just reading? Visualize the mailman just randomly walks out and throws all the letters to the the wind. You may get it, you may not. Let's focus it a little bit. Let's give us your name so we have permission to read you. Let's give us a little bit of energy here so we have it. Example, I'm looking at relationship. No, I don't want you to say, am I going to marry Ted? The man looks like he's crazy and I need to drag him home. He needs to get married before somebody drives him off. No, I don't want that. What I want, and I'm trying to get you this, we're gifted. We're going to pick it up. Sometimes Dean is a little ahead of us, and you know with the energy, she tries to be good, but she's ornery. She will pick up things ahead, but you've got to give us that little bit because of time to do it. Same thing we had the last time when Dina healed the person on the radio. Mystique is phenomenal. She's very magical. I want you guys to think of those questions. Speaking of, let's take a few emails. Okay. Starting right out here, Dina, I have to ask you this. I don't know what's going on, but my husband has been doing some things that I think that are really unethical. We used to work on healing together. It was very romantic and very sensual. Now I find out that he's healing the other neighbor lady. Everyone tells me that I need to not worry or trust. When I spoke to him about it, he did seem very guilty. He also told me that I need to get over my issues. And I politely let him know that I will be healing the neighbor across the street. He's young and single and has muscles in places my husband does not anymore. Oh my God, it's going to be a Dina night. And he wants me to stop looking at the neighbor's muscles and spend time at home. Dina, is healing hurt our family? Help me before I put this man in the hospital.
Well, oh boy, I just love these questions. Let's see. I'm all for what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And so I feel like what's happening is your husband's at a point where he is curious, not curious necessarily, you know, about cheating or whatever, but just like he's looking for an energy, just energy. He's thriving on energy and he's trying to find himself and trying to figure out where he wants to go, because you have been working on all that healing energy. I feel like now he's spreading his wings, so to speak. So that's kind of what he's doing. He's spreading his wings. However, in this line of work and energy, if energies merge in just the right way, there is a lot of electricity that goes on sometimes. So there's that fine line. So I'm not so sure that he's crossed it. I just feel like that you somehow need to reel him back in, but without being bossy or pushy or threatening. So I just feel like he's just testing the waters with his energy that he's been learning, and that's what I feel like he's doing.
Love that. Marianne, you got that there, Light in Tennessee. Looking at the other emails we're grabbing here, here we go. I'm writing you to Psyche's Gone Wild. Mystic Haven, help this person. They're asking about magic. They're saying that for the last 2 months, they have been enjoying a very good friend of theirs working with them and doing things. Then recently, after I've been drinking her magic teas, I began to be a little different. She did let me know that she was not happy with me, which made me wonder, should I be drinking those magic teas that she gave me? Now she let me know that if I was not good and did what she said, some of those teas that I've been drinking could make bad consequences happen to me. Oh, you guys, you're scaring me now. What do I do with my friend?
Okay, first of all, when it comes to magic, okay, be cautious, okay? Especially if you find out that there are, in fact, other motives, which I do feel, yes, there are. First thing you do, stop drinking the teas. Immediately, stop drinking and do not accept teas or anything else from this person. If they have an issue with you, you need to resolve it or walk away, okay, because this is clearly causing harm, okay? If you need to, do a separation casting, okay? If it appears, if they continue to want to cause harm, if you have to do a binding, but, you know, not to cause harm to them, but to keep them away from you. Okay, so the choice is really yours, but yes, immediately. And whatever teas you have there still, give them back or burn them. Okay, don't just throw them away. Burn them. Okay, because these teas are made with malice. All right?
If I bury them, they'll come back up like lightning. What would happen if you bury them?
You can bury them, but usually in a situation like that, it's better just to burn them. Because herbs will burn. They will burn.
They, She's writing here. She's writing back as we're going through this. She goes, I love this show. I'm going to be getting rid of the tea right now. I'm going to be getting out a little fire here and tell the lady ahead that if she wants, me and Dina will come over there and talk to him about how women really should be treated by a healer. He's lucky to have a healer. I have friends here that really enjoy healers, and I got to tell him, I think her husband's a heel, not a healer. Okay. Oh, my gosh. We got them revved up. Let's grab those phones. We got a bunch of you guys here. This is the fun of doing it. Remember to go to psychicsgonewild.com to get that actual full reading. You guys that are on here, I'm going to be nice, but we've got a lot of you that have called in a lot. Please pass if I've read for you or one of us have read for you in the last 2 to 3 weeks. We keep asking the same question. It's like the little Girl Scout cookie. Pretty soon you're like, take your mints and go home, honey. Because what happens is you keep asking that same question. We're going to higher vibration. We don't want to keep repeating it. We are going to grab onto those phones. There's a lot of you guys. Let's just start out with the first one. 416, let's get our kicks. 416, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. Take your meds and go home. Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready for us, my love? I think you are.
Okay, guys, okay, I know I've got to be quick. I'm Wendy, and I have a question. There's a guy named Will who's kind of sort of in my life, and I'm wondering if he'll become a more consistent part of my life.
If you so choose. That's a matter of choice.
And I'm seeing an energy with the energy. We're all three pieces here. We should take turns here. We're all jumping at you, Wendy. This is three psychics. No, we're okay. We're all three psychics jumping at the bit to help you. I do see this person now. And am I correct? This person has something going on with a truck or a vehicle? Because I keep seeing, when you said that, I keep seeing a person that's over here dealing with that, working on it, doing something with his truck.
I do not know. We communicate sporadically, and I haven't talked to him for a while, which is why I'm wondering if, you know, communication will pick up. So I have no idea about that.
I'm getting a yes with the man with the truck, and I'm not sure what, but that's what I'm getting. Dina, we got one more person who hasn't got to speak here.
I feel like he's preoccupied. So he's preoccupied with a few things in life. And, you know, this working on his vehicle might be one of them. But I also feel like he's trying to work things out. He's a little apprehensive about relationships right now. And so that's why he's backed off, because he's not so sure he wants to be in one. He's not so sure he wants to go cross that line. You know, in other words, he might get in touch with you again, but he doesn't want to jump all over it and make it seem like, yeah, let's do it, let's go. You know, it would be more like, I'll get back to when I get back to her and that sort of thing, if I feel like it. Not because of you, it's his own stuff going on right now. And he's been burnt. I feel like he's been burnt recently, and that's part of what's going on. So he is hanging back. But there is a good chance you'll hear from him again and move forward from there, but it will be a slow thing.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Wendy. And we got here, Mystic Haven. Are you with us? Are you agreeing? I feel your energy. You felt something there at first, and we didn't give you a chance. Are you seeing something for Wendy real quick before Wendy goes? Wendy, listen to Wendy. Wendy, bring down the wind.
Basically, from what Spirit was saying on this one, if you so choose, okay, this is something, if you want to pursue it, you can. I have to agree with Dina on this one. This is something that it would take some time, because he's kind of off doing his own thing, but that's why Spirit is saying, if you so choose. If you want to do that. So it's really up to you. It's a choice.
And we've got a couple of other people writing in here. Yeah, Jethro, you always stick up for the guy. Last time you told me to go out on a date, it was really a bummer. Dina told me to leave it alone. Now I've had a rotten night out. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I tried to get, you know, I told you to hold out for a steak, but no. You said McDonald's was okay. You got to be consistent. You don't just want nachos. You want the jalapeno cheese dip hamburger topping, baby. I love you guys. We have the craziest group. Everybody's on it. And for those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wilder, and we are tonight. We have the phenomenal Dina Flanagan here from Thursday. She's been doing the show since it started. The one only truly psychic medium. individual healer, and in her spare time is out camping, scaring the rest of us city people. We have tonight our phenomenal Mystic Haven. Are you raving about Haven? Come on, you guys. Let's get it going. You know the contest. Put into psychicsgonewild.com, and you can win some prizes. I love Linda. I don't care what you guys say. Every time I turn around, somebody's asking me. Linda Irwin's not only really cool, she knows how to do stuff with work that I deal with. I had an ET at my house, and I spoke with Linda, and we were able to make friends with it. At first, we were going to move. Now we're happily living in Des Moines. Okay. Well, that's what we're here for. And what we want to do, if you, those of you that are tuning in, make sure you're getting that chance to get in on those bigger prizes. Get a hold of us. Send us a snail mail. We're psychic, but for some reason, the mailman won't deliver just because I say his name is Tom and he has a really thick accent. You got to give me a snail mail. We'll send it to you. The prizes in there, there's a lot of times we're doing our emails. We're going to be doing a Dear Dina. For those of you tuning in, we need to get with Mystique here, and we will have Dawn be riding out and doing some magic there, asking people some things that are safe to do. A lot of you are asking me, can I do candle magic? So we'll get with Dawn, have Dawn do a magic corner. You'll get your email, and you'll get your snail mail. Hang on to the letter, because on the letter, if those of you who got it this week had the phenomenal Dina Flanagan and Jan Bach Drakey, were on your stamps. So we had a couple of you guys who did pull a really good one on me. You were able to send in quite a few of your family, so you already have a full house, which means you have five of Psychics Gone Wild hosts. Yes, it doesn't matter if you have five of Dina, five of Jan, or five of us separately. If you have five, you have a full house. So send me just a picture of it. We're doing this for fun. We are playing Psychics Gone Wild Poker. Send me the picture, and that puts you in for the bigger prizes. During the holidays, we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. Those of you who are on Facebook, look on Facebook. Some of our winners have put pictures on there before. We have given away anywhere from $200 to $300. We're going to give away some of Linda's music tonight. Those of you ready to dance and get wild, we haven't done that in a little bit of playing it. I haven't, and we're going to play. Linda has some excellent music that we're going to play a little bit of, and she is phenomenal, and I'm going to be giving away those CDs. So hang in here. Don't go anywhere. I've got just a second here while I reach in and grab a hold of another phone, because I've got some of you guys pushing and shoving from the back. No throwing popcorn when we're waiting for the show, okay? 610, what do you know? It's you, 610. You got in. You've been 40 minutes going, Jethro, bring it on.
Hey, it's Marilyn. It's great to talk to you.
Yay, Marilyn. It's sweet to talk
Hi,
to you.
Marilyn.
I love you.
Hi.
Hello. So something different. I wanted to know if I'm going to be traveling anytime in the coming months and or moving.
Who's going first? Me?
Dina, yeah. Let's start with that.
Go ahead.
As far as traveling goes, is there a trip you planned in about 2 months or something like that?
I don't have any trips planned other than going to New York in about October, but that's only a couple hours away.
Okay, so that's the one I'm seeing, a couple months away, a couple hours away. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like that's the one I'm seeing, that you're going to be going away. You plan that one, but I don't see any big trips for. I'm seeing next year. Like next spring, I feel like you might be moving next spring. Or are you going to go look for something or go plan for something? You know what I mean? Like it's revolved around a move. You're going to be checking it out. You're going to be doing. But I feel like it's not till next spring.
Okay. I have no plans, but just kind of wondering.
Yeah, I feel like it will be next spring when you kind of make it come, like, alive. Like, do we want to move? If so, where? And then you go check it out. You know what I mean? Those type of things. That's
okay.
What I'm feeling is going to happen for next spring. Missed it?
From what I'm showing on this one, as far as, it's a road, okay? It is a road, but it's west. It's heading west because it's showing, you know, the real pretty red rocks, like when you're going through – I'm thinking it's Colorado. That's what it looks like to me. You know what I'm talking about? Like the desert, but it's like the foothills of Colorado type of thing, but it's west. It's
okay.
Going west. And that's what the road is. But it's not like a major highway, but it is a road heading west because the sun is setting.
Is that a travel road or a move
travel
road?
It's a travel road.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a major highway. It's a travel road. But it is heading west. And I have to agree with Gina, probably not until next year.
Okay.
Are you going
what
to
do
Sleepy Hollow?
What?
In October.
Well, I'm going to New York for a couple of days in October for business.
Oh, okay. They were saying Sleepy Hollow on this one. You should stop there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do I keep smelling perfume or something along that lines that just came in, cologne or something. somebody's relative came in.
and it's nice. There is an energy here going, and I got. That's why I went ooh, and I apologize because all of a sudden we had a real strong light energy just go boom, and it kind of tickled when they came in. It was positive energy, but they're here watching over. Marilyn, tell us the truth. You're one of our favorite people. We love you as a fan. Can you feel the energy too with these two knockouts on the radio?
Yeah, I absolutely can, even though I'm exhausted today from work.
They have people going, you pick favorites. Marilyn got in and I didn't. I'm the fourth in the queue. Or you keep typing me, Jethro. Get me in. Quit talking. Like they're having fun. Some of these people, you dress them up and they get so uptight when they don't get their Dina time.
I've been all week. I've been getting up at around 4 o'clock all week and going to bed around midnight all week, and then working for 12 hours a day, and then camp at night. It's like oh my.
Oh my gosh! You know me. If it don't have a wheels on it, and it doesn't have a motor, I don't need it. I really just I can get it. Kate took me out tinning because she was friends with Dina, got her into this crazy thing. Yeah, some big log tried to kill me. I thought it was a bear. I had to read the dumb thing, and I get up crawling out of there, one hand over the other hand. I didn't know that in the night other animals decide to come out and check you out. So I look out, eyes look at me, I go screaming back because some of the rabbits got an attitude. It was crazy. We love you, Marilyn. Hey,
you too.
Ask those emails. If you put into psychicsgonewild.com, I'm going to go ahead and grab O number 7. The printer's printing as you guys are listening. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and get in. There's always there. I put your name back in. We have some have won 4 or 5 times. We're here to help you. It's the fun of giving is giving. Our winner is Carrie Brespernick. She wrote, thank you for your prayers and guidance. Carrie in Wakefield, MI, is Michigan? Is that Michigan? MI? Do anyone know? MI, I would say Michigan.
Oh, yes, that's Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, yes.
Okay,
yeah, we're awake now.
We're all awake. We know. You won, Carrie, and you know what you won? You won yourself a reading with Psychic Jethro, and you won yourself all 3 of Linda's CDs. Hang on to them because they're the only ones I've got. I've got... right now I'm sending some things there and got to get with Linda so I can get more mail to me in Florida. Linda's CDs have went off the wall. The collages, you can't get them in here. So I'm going to be sending with her and getting some more in from Idaho, and I will do that tonight before I do anything else. I've just been so busy. Those of you tuning in, I got to take just a second to let everyone know before. I know there's a lot of you on the phone. Don't go freaking. If you are in Florida, please come see me, Psyche Jethro, at the Lotus Pond. I'm teaching tarot classes, and it is a blast. To have fun, the most best, exceptional, positive individual. Valerie teaches individuals to be teachers of yoga. Phenomenal, basic, positive, wild lady, very fun. If you're not ready to have fun, go. You know me. I'm not going to do the lazy dog. I'm scared, but if I ever do, that's where I'm going to do it. The last time it was scary, and I had to go to McDonald's and cry about it. I want you guys to go, and I want you to be there, because I am going to doing what I do, and I'm going to be teaching tarot. Go through the cards. I'm going to teach you to make friends with them. We're going to work with the symbols, but the setting up the cards. And when you get done, you'll be able to utilize those tarots like all of us that enjoy it. Dina, we have another email. Dina, they just keep coming in. Dina, I have to ask you a question. Why is it that my brother is my twin, and every time we talk about magic, he screams and runs? He told me once that he also thought that he was psychic. But when we sat down and started working this out, I must let you know I'm only 18. I'm not going to be 18 yet, and my mother's given me permission, Jethro, to write in. But I've got to find out what is wrong, because I'm very gifted. I love using this energy. And if we're twins and of the same seed, why is my brother a chicken and I'm not?
Well, I have twin cousins, a girl and a boy, and they are opposites. They are just opposites. So... a lot of times that can happen, but I feel like he carries around more insecurities and fears than you in general. So you're more outgoing. I feel like you're more open spiritually. And men tend to be more closed down anyway, or boys, or what have you, male energy. But he'll be fine. He'll come around eventually.
Love it. And talking to here is about magic, mystic. What would you suggest about the age? I mean, I got to tell you that I raised kids, and I was a little leery. I had a son who I had to watch. He loves Dina dearly and is ornery like her. And Ryan was trying to raise things in his room, and at one time at the age of 9, he showed me that he could do candle magic and make the babysitter leave in 2 notes or less. Is the age that you think kids should be teaching magic or be learning it?
Well, you know what? It depends on the kid, okay? My daughter is 4 years old. And she has been able to do things since she was an infant, which kind of freaked me out, okay?
Well.
No, seriously. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But basically, it really depends on the parent and what form of magic that they want to learn. You know what I mean? If you are raising them to, under the craft, then that's one thing. If they're wanting to learn on their own, the best way to start is to have them read, have them study. Because there's many, many, many different forms of magic. There are really good books out there. Silver Ravenwolf is a good one for beginners who want to learn the craft in particular. Have them explore. I would not encourage them to actually begin practicing magic, but to learn first. Read, study, talk to people, who are practitioners, solitary practitioners. I would stay away from covens at first when they're learning. But really, it all depends. It all depends.
You're scaring me, girl. I love you dearly. We all know she's a dear. But did you just hear the word she just said? She said, stay away from covens at first. So you're saying that there are a coven actually. Is there a good coven? I'm not being mean. I'm just asking.
Well, I personally don't have a problem with covens. I'm a solitary practitioner. A high priestess have been for, over 20 years. When they're just starting out and they're just learning, it's okay. If they want to be part of a coven, that's okay. If they feel led to do it, okay, because not everybody is coven material. But if you it's better just to start by studying, by reading, by, talking to, people like us who are intuitive, and then if they feel led to want to be part of the group setting, then that's where the coven would come in. And then, a teacher and a coven is brought to them, at the right time. These things are brought.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. As we're learning, everybody's writing in there with, whoa, 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 you've got all these people going excited. You've got to get with Mystic Haven if you guys are ready to go with this energy. Yes, Dina is doing readings again. We have people just writing. You guys have you've lit up the waves. Lovely information here. Do you guys do something here? They're asking me, they want to know if you can do classes that they would like to be able to write to you. What would you do and charge me if I wanted to have questions and maybe talk with you instead of a reading, maybe take a 20, 30 minute to learn about the magic or learn with you, Dina, about your healing abilities. Dina, you always fascinate me. Me and my wife have listened to you for over 2 years. We weren't really into this. I got to tell you that we're a little bit of a born-again here on metaphysical. Now we love it. We have become Psychics Gone Wild fans. Jethro read for my daughter, proved to be very accurate to us, made us laugh so bad that afterwards we had to go home and decide how much of what he said. We listened to the tape that he put out for us. You're a phenomenal psychic, Jethro. You know this. This is Dean and Abby. Oh, yes, I do know you too. How's the chicken? Remember, don't eat the fried one. Go for the grilled. I tell you, it'll save your life. It's like they just keep going. I know these. We ate together too. Okay, that's what I love to do. My favorite hobby, food. Definitely, what he's asking. Let's do that for a minute. Those of you tuning in, we're talking here about those who want to learn. And I've been teaching classes for years on the internet. They've got a really good idea. We need to get together with these ladies and get a class. Dina, how much would you do if someone were to call you and let's say they want to do a weekly class of learning? I know you have to touch them to do physical Reiki, but couldn't you teach them psychic healing through the phone and different ways to raise their vibration?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I did that. That's what I did when I first started out even. I've been teaching since I started out, but I've done it on the phone, in person, whatever, and you absolutely can do it. So, and yes, instead of a reading, that's what people wanted. And it's whatever people want. whatever they want, if they want to learn. Because you do, on one, with one-on-one, you do get a lot of info. I mean, a lot of info and a lot of personal attention and working directly with you. So it's definitely worth it with any one of us.
Excellent. And we know that with you, Mystic Dawn, I would say you'd be able to do that. You're very knowledgeable in the area of magic or working with things that would be safe and positive for the individual.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I've been teaching magic, you know, for years and years, like in an actual classroom setting. Also, you know, online as well. I've done classes that way and phone consultations. It's not as difficult as people would realize, but, you know, my thing is knowledge is power. Okay, now, and magic comes from within. You know, it's how you choose to use that knowledge and how you choose to use that power. You know, because, you know, nature, you're working with all the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. You know, and you have to be very cautious, but you have to be very respectful as well. So there's a lot that goes into it. But I love teaching. I love it. You know, because they're not just learning from me. I'm learning from them as well. So it's kind of like a give and take. I love it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if people would love to, you know, be a part of that, I would love to be able to do that. Yeah.
And also, when, like, that, a lot of times Jethro and I discuss, like, we like reading, but we also like teaching people things. So a lot of times that's why we talk in between the readings, is so that perhaps that you guys can learn something and, you know, take away from it in that way, so that everybody can.
And I've got to tease you guys. You've got to realize that we all day long do readings. So for you, it is exciting. You're getting to meet us for a little bit, but it's like a cook who comes home and cooks their dinner. It was always a joke. It's like I worked, you know, 12 hours a day in a restaurant. The last thing, I would come home and my girlfriend's like, I feel like fettuccine. And I'm like, get right over there and get that from that restaurant, because your first reaction is you don't want to do. So you guys that are tuning in, I love all of you guys, and we'll always be here to help. But do us a favor. Make sure that you're coming up with some things here to do, because one friend asked me, what's going to happen in the next 3 years? I can tell you what's going to happen with Psychics Gone Wild. We'll always be a base station, but me and Dean have got to do TV. And now that we're in love with Mystic Haven, she's rolling with us too. So you guys have got to see us out there on the TV. So, baby, you got to get with it, because I can't grab you and do these readings all the time. We got to this subject. I had a friend ask me yesterday why, like Lena said, do we do it? Exactly for this reason. We want to help and love as many of you as you can. I'm getting a lot of fan mail, and I got to tease you guys. You just made Psychic Jethro go to 39,000 people. I want to thank you. You're going to make me cry. I love that. What's more important than what we want to do is like us on Facebook, share us with your friends. Let's get out there and help some more people. I'm doing a class this week. If you get in on my website, I'm teaching you how to read playing cards, dominoes, and dice, and palms, plus in any kind of energy that you want to read with the aura to be able to open your third eye, and I will send you a free pendulum plus another surprise tool if you start with my classes this week. If you get with me, and this is a contest only started today with Psychics Gone Wild. If you call our 1-800 number, 844-935-7200, and you say, I'm raving about Haven, or you say, I need my Dina time, you will get a prize in the mail. You have to leave me a number or a way to contact you. I am psychic, but I can't go, oh, that was the seventh voice of the 8 hour. I have to have you leave me something there to contact you. I will contact you, or my assistant Mike probably will contact you, or my assistant Ramona, and she will tell you. And I always call her Ramona. She's going to punch me out. Ramona is a fun person, and I tease her here a lot. So she will contact, and you guys will get it through the mail. Those of you who've ever had a phone call with them, you think I talk. You're going to have fun. So what we're going to do and what we want to get doing is we want to get this contest rolling. Get in there, get a hold of it. Anyone who has, and this is a hard contest, I'm probably going to regret this, had a reading with Dina Flanagan and writes and sends me what has gone on with the reading, will be in for a big contest. We're going to pull one winner next week out of all the ones who've gotten a hold of us. You have to put it in to psychicsgonewild.com. I know of four individuals that were telling me yesterday that they're the ones who came up with it here in Florida. They're having a contest. We want Dina in Florida. So we're gonna come up with some way to get Dina flew down here and having some fun where she can stop camping and start having fun with us. You guys have waited an hour. We got a ton of you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Hi. Muted. Which one? You going to mute me or unmute me?
we're going to mute you, baby, but you're still in the game.
That's good, right? You want people to keep coming back, right?
Unless it's the same question, and then we feel like the door going, can we get, and they're going, get out of here, stop that.
I was calling regarding, when do you see me getting a new job, a car, and my own place?
Now, that's not for
you. Can do 3 and 1 or no? That's not the same question, because yesterday I asked, what do my guys got to tell me? Now, this is different, so don't get frustrated with me now.
Oh, honey, I'm hearing the good humor man behind you. You got my boy, and I don't know what you're doing ringing that bell, but you know when I hear it for ice cream, I am your friend. You know how to make me yell, yes.
Don't get frustrated with me now, because yesterday was a different question. Now today is a different.
Okay.
Come on, get with me now. You got other callers. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
You go for it, Jethro. You go, Jethro.
You said a job and a work and an energy, and they're telling me there's something going on with you that's changed some other vibration here. I feel like you're not going to want to hear what I'm getting, but I'm hearing that they're holding you back for a reason. They're wanting to see what your man and you are going to do together. There's something about what you've manifested or what you want. They're holding a little bit of energy. You are good with, like we talk here and joking, people, but I feel that you need a work that's going to put you more with the spiritual guides, because you're very intuitive too, Sherelle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And I'm hearing...
So is me and the guy that supposed to do something together?
Yes, that's what I'm getting. Any of the girls, are you guys, am I getting the same thing, or is it I'm just making these two work together because she's ornery and going to be ornerier?
No, you're pretty good on that one, Jethro.
Now, what about my own place and a new car? I really want a new
car
right
now. Oh, honey, my God, you think I'm Bob Barker? Look at this. I give you a deal, we make it. No, I'm just teasing you. I feel they are coming. I feel it is there. They tell me it's going to come through some work in a situation. I feel that the two of you are going to improvise something that goes together, and then you're able to do the financing from it to get your vehicle. But I do, again, they keep telling me a couple months. There's something else that hasn't manifested for you out with it. And I keep hearing, you know, red candles just isn't for love. Use it for energy, and it will help. You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's also fast energy to bring something quickly. Red.
Okay. And we're working on getting a place together too.
Cool. We love you. You gotta roll there, dear.
Yeah, you gotta roll. Quick, run in your mouth and get some callers going, okay?
Okay.
Jethro, they just tell you off.
They get ready to go, Jethro, get to work. And you know what's funny is yesterday they told me, they said, Jethro, how long do you work? And Melissa's like, he works 12 hours a day, baby. He's like, well, geez, we almost got in this, and I got the giggles. 952, what about you? What you going to do, 952?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
We can, and we love you, and how are you?
Yeah,
oh, I scared
my...
I didn't...
Yeah, can I ask my question?
Oh, of course you can. I will tease you anyway, though.
Okay. The thing is, like, we wanted to move to a different city, and we thought, like, it's Dallas, Frisco, or Frisco nearby areas in Dallas. But I just want to know, like, am I taking the correct decision, or is there something else, like, not in direction or some other direction? So that's what, and after that, like, we went to Dallas and we visited some areas, but after returning, like, one of my bots near the patio died after visiting Dallas, and I came back and I found, like, in the morning after returning to my home, one of the bots died. And after that, like, yesterday I found another bot died. So I just want to know, like, is it like any communication or messages kind of thing, or what exactly it is? Is it a good positive message or negative? I just don't know, or they are not related at all.
Mystic, that's all you.
Excuse me?
That one's all you.
Oh, my.
All right. You're like, whoa. Jesus. Make the poor new girl go, wow, okay, yeah.
Yay. All right, let me see what is shown here. So basically, this is revolving around a move, correct, right? We wanted to know about a move?
We wanted to move to a different city, but we thought, like, we... we researched online and we thought like that may be the better city for us, but I just want to make sure. Maybe we don't know, like we have written some other things, but okay. We are going direction. I'm not sure. That's why I need your help.
Oh, okay. So what Spirit is showing me on this one, honey? Okay, first of all, Dallas is not a good place for you, is what Spirit is saying.
Okay.
It's not the right place. This is what Spirit is saying on this one, okay? There's also a gentleman trying to come through here as well, so if he says anything, I'll pass that on to you.
Means not Dallas City?
Well, it's showing, hold on. Spirit is showing on, let me see, it's like a, kind of like a northwest, about an hour or so from where you are now. I'm trying to.
Okay. Is it
that's
like
what pointing? It's just northwest, huh?
Is it like Chicago? I'm not sure.
Well, it's northwest, so it's not Dallas. Spirit is very firm on that one. Not Dallas. That's what it's saying.
Chicago.
This gentleman is trying to get through. He's saying to be still. He's wagging a finger.
It's like, yeah, there's something about your move. I agree with it, and we're getting it together, Mystic Haven. You're on. There is something here, and I can feel with it. I need your name and permission to read you, though, because it's like the guys, I can't read you without your name.
Okay, I am Alivelu.
Thank you.
Okay. But that's what Spirit was showing, northwest. No. Okay? And the man that's got glasses, he's wearing glasses, and he's wagging his finger. Be still, is what he's saying. He's in spirit. Oh. Okay, so he's telling you, just be still. Basically, almost like, just calm down. Okay, things tend to work out in their own way. Okay, what you could do is ask the universe to intervene for you, to intercede. Okay? Hey there.
I'm here.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I hear music.
We lost Jethro to the ethers.
Uh-oh. Interesting. Oh, no. Where'd he go? Did he fall off the hill again?
What's that?
It's good music back on.
Are we still here?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened.
Is Jethro still with us?
We lost him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so I'm not on a board, so I can't get the next person on. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Well, when's the exact date of the full moon? Is it tonight?
You know what? I believe it is, yes. And you know what? Thank goodness, I don't know if people are aware. I know people are listening. A lot of people have had problems with communications, conversations, arguments, things like that. In case people were not aware of this, we just came out of a Mercury retro. Okay. Now, personally, I go into hiding when those things happen because, I just hate them. But that affects people as far as communication, a lot of misunderstandings, things like that. So thankfully, we are out of that. Yay! So those who have been having problems, it's with arguments or, misunderstandings, things should begin to start, looking a little better now.
After we came out of this full moon, it should get better because it's throwing us back into that sort of, like we just came out of it, but it's also like a touch of it. And being that both of them were in Cancer, it's around your home, your family, the issues are around home and family. So this is what brother, sister, that sort of thing. So you might have the communication problems in that area and your electronic issues in those areas. But the full moon, this full moon is kind of intense in that. So it's also around emotions, strong emotions, highs, lows, happy, sad. That's what Cancer is about and the full moon.
Right. So the best thing for people to do when they start to get all uptight, or start to get emotional, just take a deep breath, a couple deep breaths, breathe in, breathe out, let it go, rather than, having arguments and things with people, just roll with it like a wave, just too shall pass,
absolutely. I feel since like even this full moon wasn't as tense as Mercury retrograde, but I do feel like that. I feel like finally it's like, take a breath. Things are a little easier. Things are a little better. everybody needs to relax, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Plus, I think, too, with the heat tends to get to people, so that just kind of adds to it.
It's so true, but you're in New England, too, right?
I am in Pennsylvania. Actually.
Pennsylvania, close enough. But, but we had such a long winter that...
Oh, my gosh, I thought it would never end.
Oh,
geez. I'm so happy to see it go.
So a lot of people are like, I know it's hot, but we shouldn't be complaining because we had a long winter, and winter will be upon us again here in, this area, not too far away.
Somebody put a thing on my Facebook thing today, and it didn't even register. Until I saw it, I thought, oh, my gosh, they're absolutely right. There's, as of today, 24 weeks till Christmas. Oh,
gosh. That's too soon. That's
really
too soon.
That fast?
I know.
Fall will be soon.
Crazy. So you do a lot of spells?
I do. I am from a hereditary line of not just magic, but also, with the psychic mediumship, it goes back to my great-grandmother, maternal. So basically growing up, I was raised in a Christian home, so out of respect for my parents, I mean, they knew that I had these gifts, but they didn't understand them, because this is their church taught them a certain way. But as I was growing up, it's not something really that you can ignore. So once I left home, after I graduated from high school, I was going to go to college, but I didn't. I decided to do something first. And it was then that I thought, okay, well, now that I'm, out of my parents' home and out of respect for them, I didn't want to start practicing or learning. So I waited. And then over the years, I really, really, really began to put into practice everything that just comes very natural. These are just, like, you just have knowledge that, from past lives, things that I just know.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. you, you know,
I just continued to learn. And then at one point, oh, gosh, many, many years ago, I was actually in Scotland and over in Ireland, and it was a high priestess there who actually gave me the privilege because of, you know, because you really have to live, you know, a pagan life, you know, having respect for everything, all life, and showing that. So, you know, I was given that, which actually opened a lot of doors because now it gave me the opportunity to take what I have learned and give to others to teach them how to use it wisely. You know, because if you're going to learn magic, learn it correctly. You know, don't misuse it.
You know, that's for sure. It can be pretty powerful, yeah.
Oh, extremely, yes. And like I said, my daughter, you know, I mean, I'm a single mother. I have a 4-year-old little girl. And she, you know, she was also born with these gifts. She can see spirits. She hears them. She speaks to them, you know. And the things that she has been able to do since she was, you know, literally an infant. So I knew right then, all right, as she's growing up, these are things that I have to teach her how to control. So, like, when she's losing temper, so there's that little temper tantrum I have to watch, you know, because, you know, when I start seeing things moving, you know, it's like, you need to learn how to control that. You can't have things flying around the house. You know, this is the national
I don't mean to interrupt you guys.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys. This is Linda Irwin, and I don't know what happened to Jethro. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what happened to Jethro, but we've got about 3 minutes left, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell us how you can get a hold of you, Mystic.
I can be found either through Psychics Gone Wild. My email is there. Some information about me is there. Also on Facebook, if you look up or just type in under search Dawn Mitchell Mystic Haven. Mystic Haven is all one word. Or Spirit of Light reading, because I do give the readings under Spirit of Light. You can contact me there if you'd like a reading or if you have magical questions, pretty much anything. I will be more than happy to get with you, and I will talk to Jethro about getting some of these classes if people would like to learn. Be happy to teach. So, yeah, that's your best bet.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Dina. Did we lose Dina?
Oh, Dina, are you there? No.
Uh-oh. Well, anyway.
They're falling off the wall.
Crazy as it has been tonight. It has been so crazy. In fact, this is going to be a fun one for everybody to listen to in the archives, no doubt. But do be sure to join us all, www.psychicsgonewild.com. Check out all of our psychics, and do get that time with that one-on-one personal reading that we can dedicate directly to you. Also, find Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. I see everyone's leaving. I want to say thank you for listening. Area code 704-207, thanks for calling, 508 and 347. Everyone that called in tonight, everyone that listened in tonight, be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild. Click that follow button up at the top of the screen, and that way you can get all of the upcoming episodes right to your email inbox. We are having a full moon this weekend, so please do enjoy the energies of the full moon. And Mystic, did you have anything you wanted to share real quick?
I just want to wish everybody a wonderful rest of the week and all the way through next Thursday. I look forward to being with everybody on Thursday again. So if you have questions, like I said, please feel free to email. Enjoy the full moon energy. If you can, you know, dance naked under the full moon, more power to you. Enjoy it. And I just want to say Allegria to everybody.
Allegria. And just one more time, see if Dina is still there. Dina? Oh, you're not. Well, be sure to come back next Thursday for everybody, Jethro, Dina, and Mystic. And tomorrow night, Jethro and Patty, a wild time there. We want to say love, light, healing, peace, unity, and sure to enjoy it. And I did not collect that.
Thank you, Linda.